We say, Avadim Hayinu, we were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt. And the Pasuk describes that we left Egypt, Beit Avadim, house of slaves. The concept of Egypt being a house of slaves was because they wanted to teach us, and this is the way they educated the slaves, that their success is to be a successful slave. Meaning, there was no concept you can break the caste system and become a king. The concept was, you're a slave, and if you want to be a successful person, you'll be a successful slave. The idea that they developed in Egypt was that there was no breaking out of slavery. There were the Egyptians, then there were the slaves, then there were the Jews. So in their caste system, we were the bottom rung, but the concept was Beit Avadim. This is the house of slaves. In other words, in the slave's mind, there was no other type of living. The best you could be was a good slave, not a free man. And that's what the Midrash says, that in the Egyptian law was written that a slave could never become a king and could never wear royal clothing. The idea was that the slaves would understand that they could never be something else other than a slave. So when they aspire, they're not aspiring for freedom. They're aspiring, you want to be a successful person, be a successful slave, be a good slave. And so they did such a job on the people psychologically that the slaves weren't even thinking of becoming free. They recognized they never could become free, and they didn't even want to become free. And that's the idea of the slavery of the Jews in Egypt, that when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to them, they say, Chadal mimenu, leave us alone, v'navdat Mitzrayim, we want to work for the Egyptians. Ki tov lanu avodet Mitzrayim, we're having the good life here working for the Egyptians. So the Jewish people spoke that way. And then we describe, Vayotzi'enu Hashem Elokeinu Misham. Hashem took us out of there. So Hashem took us out of this concept that I have to be a slave, to the concept that I want to be Hashem's servant. And that is the true freedom. When a person lives a life and he says, I have only one who I fear and I have only one who I serve, so then there's the power that a person has, I am his servant. Ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem ta'asu ve'yera alechem kevod Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people, this is what Hashem commanded, so that Hashem's honor will be revealed upon you. In other words, what's your focus? Gilui kvod Hashem. We want to accomplish a situation where God's honor is revealed in the world. Is God's honor revealed in the world by a Jew looking one way or the other way? If we're downtrodden, is God's honor revealed in the world? No, so we better not be downtrodden. But our focus is the Gilui kvod Hashem. How do I reveal Hashem's honor in the world? And if we think about that, then suddenly all of Judaism takes on a new light. We're trying to do Gilui Kvod Hashem. I'm trying to reveal the honor of Hashem in this world. When you wear a yarmulke and you behave a certain way, so people look at it and they say, wow, that's how Hashem's people behave. The Kiddush Hashem, the accomplishments we make through all our mitzvot, Gilui Kvod Hashem. And so we went from Beit Avadim to a concept of we want to be, Vayotzeinu, Hashem took us out of there, because Hashem said, you have a much bigger role in this world. Now, if we take it one more step, then we recognize that our role is leadership in the world. Meaning to be a servant of Hashem is to be a leader in the world. Vis-a-vis other people, I have to lead. But it's all a leadership that stems from a recognition that I'm an Eved Hashem. And that's why the greatest leader of all time is Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the most humble of men. He's not coming to people and saying, I know better and I know and you better listen to me and look at how great I am. On the contrary, he's the greatest example of what it means to be an Eved Hashem, and he can be the greatest leader and accomplish the greatest things. And it stems from that humility that makes Moshe the greatest leader.